For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. This week marked the anniversary of the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. His death resonated throughout the country, inspiring new legislation and policies, and in some places, backlash to those policies. With me again today is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be back with you.
Well, first, Otis, I wonder if you can help me connect some dots, because we've heard in the past couple of weeks from Republicans in Congress that you can't talk about the Capitol insurrection without talking about Black Lives Matter, which is to say the response to George Floyd's death is seen by conservatives as the equivalent to Trump supporters storming the Capitol building to overturn the election. I imagine, Otis, that you would not see these things as comparable, but I wonder if you think that they may be related.
Well, the relationship is not about the protests themselves. The only relationship here is a cause and effect relationship.
Right.
The cause was last summer, people were marching for a cause, a righteous cause, I might add, even though some of it did get violent and out of hand, and I condemn that. Anytime there appears to be a tilting of the scales in favor of equal justice, equal rights for people of color, you will get a backlash. That happens all the time. And one of the major fallouts from the George Floyd murder was a reckoning with race. The effect of all of that, though, was this backlash among right-wingers and fringe groups and hate groups. So that's the only comparison I can make.
Well, here in Tennessee, we saw state Democrats propose a slate of police reforms. Originally called the George Floyd Act, Republicans agreed to two of them, restrictions on chokeholds and banning no-knock warrants. But after that, the legislature considered a series of laws that you, Otis, and others identified as blatantly racist. One that did not pass was legal immunity for drivers who run over protesters in the street. And of course, this week, Governor Lee signed into law a ban on teaching certain elements of Black history in public schools. So, Otis, how did we go in a year from police reform to giving white supremacists editorial control over children's history books?
Remember, during Reconstruction, African Americans got a lot of rights. They got the right to vote. They had the right to hold office. But soon after that, white Southerners especially rose up and decided, no, we cannot have this. And so they, by whatever means, including violence, to take those rights away. That's what's going on here in my mind. You have people who are saying we are tired of acquiescing to racial equality. We are tired of being made to feel guilty. That's why they, at the last minute, came up with this law banning the teaching of institutional and systemic racism in our schools. I think it's atrocious. It is racist. We have to tell our students the truth about institutional racism. Systemic racism, unconscious bias is a thing.
Well, most of the progress we saw in terms of addressing police reform happened on the local level. Here, Memphis Police Department embraced some new policies. District Attorney Amy Weirich's office now reviews all credible police misconduct claims. The City Council endorsed the eight can't wait proposals for police reform. So in terms of social justice, was this a big year for the city and the county?
I think it was a positive year. I'm not sure I'd say big, but overall, I do think locally, the changes were for the better. We have a new police director who is an African-American female coming in next month. That signals some change. So yes, at the local level, I think we saw some real positive developments. Cannot say the same for the state level at all.
Well, finally, Otis, we are getting some hints that local officials in Shelby and even Davidson County might be resisting some of those state laws, like the one forcing businesses to post a sign that essentially gives trans people permission to use the bathroom, which some have likened to segregated drinking fountains. Do you foresee resistance here from local lawmakers or even maybe the Shelby County School Board in terms of teaching about race?
Yes, I do. I see resistance in both of those areas. We're talking about righteous defiance here. And this is one time, or in both of these instances, where a righteous defiance to some clearly inappropriate laws would be necessary. If the state is serious about enforcing this, we may wind up having a court fight here. But this is really not about enforcement, Chris. This is about placating a base of voters who don't want to hear any more about race. And the legislature and the governor are on the same page with them.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about Tennessee politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.